It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Those little questions we ask at the end of sentences to confirm what we already know have an interesting quirk to them.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and it's Sunday, so that means University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan is here. Hello, Ann.
Hello. So glad to be here.
What are those questions called when we finish a sentence?
They're called tag questions, as in they tag onto the end of a sentence to turn it into a little question at the end.
Give us an example.
So it could be something like, you can speak Chinese, can't you? Where you get that little confirmation question at the end. We also get invariant tags. So something like, you can speak Chinese, right? Or, you know, those little invariants. I looked into right, and I thought, I wonder how far back that goes, that we could add right at the end and have a little question. Turns out, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, it's 1939, which is more recent than I was expecting.
Yeah.
They say it's a U.S. phenomenon that you could add that little right. So you can do it with an invariant tag, but a lot of the time we'll actually take part of the statement and put it in as a question, as in, you can speak Chinese, can't you?
Unless you're Canadian, and then you would say, eh?
That's right. You could do that. Now, here's the quirk. If you think about that tag question, you can speak Chinese, can't you? The sentence itself is an affirmative sentence. You can speak Chinese. And then when you put the tag question on the end, you make it negative. And by doing that, you have a neutral tag question where you're just confirming something you think you already know. If you don't reverse the negation, you suddenly get a very different tag question. It would be, you can speak Chinese, can you?
Yes, exactly. And the way you use that tag question can mean different things as well.
Well, that's right. So first of all, when you don't reverse the negation, I think many of us read that as expressing skepticism, maybe some condescension, where you know that, do you? Where suddenly you think the person is doubting whether you actually know that as opposed to confirming it. Now, there's been research that has suggested that tag questions, these little requests for confirmation or approval, are a powerless language feature, that it's something that you're looking for other people to affirm it. It must mean you're insecure in what you're saying. But I think context here is really important because it certainly can do that, asking for confirmation from someone. But it can also be powerful. If you imagine, for example, a teacher saying to a student, you're going to turn that in on Tuesday, aren't you? There's nothing powerless about that tag question.
Exactly. Well, and I use it in stepmother speak, evil stepmother speak. I'll say something like, you were going to take those dishes into the kitchen, weren't you?
Right. So it nicely, what it does is assume the information in the original sentence, and then you're just confirming, right? Because you knew that's what was going to happen, and you just wanted to make sure that you were right about what was going to happen.
Yes, of course I knew that was going to happen. As always, Anne, it's enlightening. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Rena.